Sefolufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
A lot of people weighing in on this Michigan quarterback thing. It is biblical, after all. Speaking of biblical, joining us now, Mike Brohard from CSURams.com. Mike, my friend, how are you?
Well, kind of wondering why I get a lead-in from a former CSU quarterback.
I don't know.
When you called to talking about CSU football.
I mean, hey, should you just be happy to get a lead-in at all? Some people don't get that good of stuff, Mike. Come on. We don't want to complain.
Just seems like it's in poor taste. Not very biblical.
Well, it's not very biblical. Well, all right. Tell me about this. Speaking of poor taste. Do you think that this is in poor taste for Mr. Harbaugh to be experimenting with the two Mountain West schools with his quarterback situation the next 2 weeks?
Is it in bad taste? No, it's his football team. He can do what he wants. So does it? I mean, people are going to have whatever they think it's their perception of what he thinks they're going to do. If CSU wants to take offense to it, they can do that. People can discuss whether or not, like, if you don't know who your quarterback is and you're going to play both of them, then do you have a quarterback that you really trust? People can read it however he wants to, but it's his team, and if this is how he wants to pick his quarterback, that's how he's going to pick his quarterback.
You don't think it's a slight at all at Michigan's opponents for the next 2 weeks?
Do I think it's a slight at all?
Yeah, do you think so?
It depends on how they take it. I mean, is it a slight if you say you're going to play both of them? Is it any different?
I don't think so. I guess I just look at it. I feel like this is an experiment. We're using CSU. We're using Hawaii as our experiment. I don't know. It's Harbaugh too, so I also consider the source of all of it. But do you personally look at it that way?
No, I don't take any offense to it at all.
Well, Mike, you know me. I like to take offense to it. I think it's interesting. However, I also think J.J. McCarthy's going to be the starter. So CSU's going up against the backup quarterback this weekend, which also surprises me that the line keeps moving. I don't know why that is, Mike.
I don't either. I don't judge it. I don't question it.
I mean, it went from 27.5 to in the 30.5, and now 31.5. I mean, what's happening?
Well, I don't know. It might also be the trend. Obviously, when you see that, people thought that was a light line. They thought, you know, Michigan bettors, where they're putting their money, if they're taking the cover, then they're going to go ahead and raise what the cover line is.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. It's just interesting to me. Going forward here, game week officially, CSU going up against Michigan. We know what it is. It's going to be, we've talked a lot about it, Mike, Clay Millen, his first start, the first chance to see Fort Air Raid getting at it. Give us kind of your first initial thoughts looking at this and maybe your expectations going forward.
I guess for me, I'm really curious what happens this game. You know, they've had a lot of time to work on what they want to do, put in their systems, get everybody accustomed to them, you know, talk to some players. They're just excited to see what it looks like on game day because, as of right now, nobody's seen what this looks like on game day.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're practicing against each other. You can scrimmage, but it's not against another team.
Right. No. Well, and I know these guys are just chomping at the bit to get that opportunity. But Mike, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong here. Like historically, is this going to be the largest crowd CSU has ever played in front of?
I think so. If this sells out, or I think that it was 101 something against Alabama.
Okay.
So yeah, there's obviously the definite possibility. Hmm. It's a season opener in Michigan. I don't know that it matters who they play for their fan base. They're going to show up and so climb over 101, and then, yeah, it'll be the biggest that they've ever seen.
That's crazy, man. And then talking about, I know we've talked about it a lot, but with Clay, great guy, but extremely young. I mean, it's just nuts to me. This is going to be his first start in college football in the Big House. And it's not like this is a weird year for Michigan. They are projected to be one of the best teams in the country, too. So that's got to be just a surreal feeling for young Clay Millen.
Well, no, that's not the way he talks about it. He talks about it like it's an opportunity. And he talked to his dad, who has played in Ann Arbor, and about what it was going to be like. And I've got a story that'll come out tomorrow about everybody's focused on this being his first start, but this first start is just a first step in what they hope is a really long and productive career for this kid. And Carson Strong, his first start came as a redshirt freshman against a Power 5 school, albeit it was at home, and it wasn't Michigan, it was a Purdue team not coming off the college football playoff. So, yeah, there's some different things, but you get the impression this isn't going to phase this kid. Will there be some jitters? I don't know. I mean, he has played. As I mentioned in the story, he's kind of got those jitters out of his way when he played last year a little bit. But, yeah, so you look at the start, and it looks ominous, I guess, or it looks like a big task. I just don't get the feeling he feels that way.
Yeah, I hear you, and I heard Clay yesterday too, but it's hard for me it's crazy. We're getting a lot of texters coming in asking the exact same question, almost verbatim, with Clay, like, dude, are you pinching yourself yet? Or you realize this could be a lifelong dream for so many people to play in a stadium like that? And he says all the right things, no question. And if there is a young quarterback that you want to look at that says maybe this is one of those guys that isn't letting that moment keep him up at night and get to him. To a point where he's just nervous nonstop. But he might be the guy that can handle that.
Yeah, but then again, you know, like a lot of us sitting on the outside who've never played college football and go, God, this would be awesome. I would be so nervous. We haven't gone through like a couple of years of building up to this, and we weren't the 23rd best pro quarterback recruit, pro-style quarterback recruit coming up. He's got some things going for him that none of us will ever have had, and so he can probably go in there. And some people are just kind of wired differently, and I think Clay is one of those kids where this isn't something that phases him. And then sometimes I think ignorance is bliss.
That's a good point.
You've never done this before, so you don't know what to expect. It's probably not like he's never seen what a big crowd looks like playing in front of it. Yeah. The first couple of snaps, it might be kind of cool. But I think once he gets settled in, he just strikes me as the kind of kid that it's going to be a game.
You're probably right. You're around these guys a lot more than me. It's hard for me to separate that. It's just another game because it's the beginning of this whole new era. So much excitement surrounding CSU. Last year, it was like, oh, Michigan, great. This year, I don't know that the spreads would have changed or anything like that, but instead of, oh, great, it's, you know what? I think the fan base looks at this and goes, it doesn't really matter what happens on Saturday because that's not going to erase any of the excitement or any of the buildup or any of the hope that we have even for this season with Colorado State.
What you want most coming out of this game is you want to win. You want to go out there and so on, quote unquote, shock the world. But you'll take a really good performance. You'll take a competent performance where it looks like your team is tied together and they've got this down pat. If you get beat by a superiorly physical team, people can accept that. But you want this team to A, you want to feel like you're coming out and you're on the right track, and B, that you're healthy.
I get both of those points too. I don't even know if you can say this, if it would be considered a letdown of any kind, but is there a score in your brain? Is there something that happens in this game where you go back and say, man, I know that the expectations weren't really there or whatever, but is there something in your mind that goes, other than injury like you just said, where you walk away going, man, that was kind of a disappointing game overall?
Well, I mean, if you look back at, like, I think CSU played Nebraska when you were 70-7, yeah, you'd walk away with a different vibe. But you don't want to see that, obviously. And I get the feeling you're not going to see that. But, that would be something. Like, if it looks like they don't belong on the same field with Michigan whatsoever at any point in time, you got to go back. Last year, this program played Iowa, and they were ranked in the top 10 in the country, too. And they were leading at halftime.
Yeah,
you lose that game, but you still felt pretty good about it. If you come out and you give up 35 points in the first quarter, then it's a different vibe, right?
Yeah, we were talking about the Alabama. Was that 2013 when mm-hmm. Garrett Grayson was there? And I remember that game, not exactly how it all went down, but it seemed like CSU had an opportunity to make it a pretty interesting game. Then there was a fumble. Alabama scores right after that. But I remember walking away from that game thinking, CSU belonged on the field. I mean, yeah, Alabama was the better team. They were obviously very good the rest of the way through. But I remember thinking CSU kind of belonged there. And I don't know if that's going to be what the goal is necessarily as far as scores and spread mm-hmm. and all that Saturday. But I think there's a lot of ways you can take a – and I know coaches don't want to hear this, but you there's a lot of ways you can take that moral victory from Saturday.
Right, and if you want to draw a parallel to those two games, this game that's going to happen Saturday and that game that you're talking about with Grayson, you're talking about an offensive coordinator, head coach, Jim McElwain, that had just come from Alabama. They were running a similar defensive system here at Colorado State. So what they faced in Alabama, they had seen. If you remember correctly, why am I losing his name right now? Aaron, the linebacker. Had like 12 tackles, and he looked phenomenal. And he's like, okay, this kid can play, and he can play, and he was really good. But he also had seen that offense every day in practice. It was the same offense that Jim was running here. So if you can find some similarities that come across. Okay, so if you flash forward to this year, Michigan runs a 4-2-5. That's exactly what Clay Millen sees in practice every day. Is everything exactly the same? No, but he'll understand where like some of the disguises get set, where some of the blitzes come from. There's going to be some recognition factor, and that can play into CSU's advantage, where it's not a completely different system that would just be a complete shock to the system.
Well, it's going to be either way. I'm pumped. I can't wait to see this game on Saturday. I know a lot of people are chomping at the bit, ready to go. Mike, my friend, appreciate your time as always, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week.
It sounds like a joyous occasion.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. There he is, Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day, will CSU cover 31.5? Mike says he doesn't care. Well, I mean, everybody that works at CSU says they don't care, right? Everybody at CSU says, I don't care. But this is not just another game. I'm sorry, but it's not. It's Michigan, bro. It's in the big house. It's going to be the biggest crowd CSU has ever played in front of. It's going to be nuts. Yes, absolutely. I don't know. I think the spread. It's an interesting thing. I think there's a lot of ways, though, you can walk away saying that it's a moral victory Saturday. There's, what is Mike saying, the threshold's like, what, 70-6 or something? Was that Nebraska? Yeah, if it's that, if you lose by 40, is it colossal? Are we freaking out? No.
Maybe. I don't see Michigan scoring this many points.
I don't
think
so.
They're not
going to
score 50 points.
I don't know. And again, you're looking at it going, this is the first game with this new coach. Well, again, he's coached in Nevada. He did get guys coming over to the transfer portal, which is why I think people are looking at it going, we expect to kind of be competitive on the field. Now, if this was just Jay Norvell taking over and he didn't have any guys coming over in the transfer portal, and it was an unknown quarterback and all this stuff, then we would be probably giving him a little bit, you know, more like, hey, it doesn't matter. No, I think there's a part of Rams fans that go, I just want to see that they can hang on the field for a little bit with this team. And I think that that's realistic expectation because of the experience with the coaching staff and because of the transfer portal situation. 12:49 the time. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.